Hi everyone, it's your host Matilda,
Hadiza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes.
Wait, so this is very random.
Yes, sir.
But did you know that there were some countries that never experienced COVID?
What?
I know. So I just saw this thing on Twitter today that was like, Tonga. I don't know if it's a country
Tonga
or a nation.
Week. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my gosh, can you focus? I don't know. Okay, actually, I just Googled it. It is a country in Oshona. Anyways.
Where is Oshona?
Oshona is kind of like that place that it's... It's a continent. Oshona is a continent. No, it's a continent, but not really. It's kind of like close to like, I think Australia.
I thought Oshana. I thought it was pronounced Oceana all the time in my head.
I don't know. You know they said ocean because it's spelled like ocean. Like the ocean, and then there's an E at the end. So like Oceania, Oshona. I don't know. Anyways, Anyways, they said that it's a continent, but obviously we know it's not really a continent. I don't know, man, but it's supposed to be like a continent close to like Australia or something. Uh-huh. Or maybe Australia at one second, let's see.
Is it like no one goes there or... And that's
so
why
it's
they
a continent
didn't get
that has like the Polynesia people, Australasia, Melanesia, Micronesia, all those jazz peoples.
She said Micronesia.
Okay, I'm sorry. If that
Polynesian,
was
but you said Micronesia.
It has Micronesia inside. I'm serious.
Okay.
It has Melanesia, it has Micronesia, it has Polynesia.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm truly butchering the names. Anyways, long story short, this country called Tonga is a Polynesian kingdom. And apparently, it never got COVID because it just reported its first ever case of COVID today.
That's wild.
Its first ever case. And oh my gosh, guess how COVID came into the country?
Go ahead.
It's a white person.
It can't be anyone else.
So it was because of this, like, I think a missionary group. They're called Christ Church. And they came from New Zealand. So yes, they are indeed... The
whites.
But so like they came from New Zealand and they came to, I didn't really read the full at school, but I assume it was like to do some missionary work. Mm-hmm. And that's how they shackled COVID in that country. So now they're just entering lockdown for the first time since COVID started.
Welcome to
Can you imagine?
Isn't this how colonialists also wiped out a whole population back in the day?
Which one?
Bruh, I don't know, but I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, when, for example, when these people moved to Canada, and like a lot of natives were dying, for example.
Oh, but they did that on purpose. Apparently, like, they gave them clothes that were... Guys, please check my history lessons, but they gave them like clothes infected with like, I think it was smallpox, but it could be something else. And they intentionally wanted to wipe them out.
Oh, that's crazy.
Really? But you know, the whites been bugging since time. So I'm sure these people didn't intentionally want to infect these people.
Yeah, I don't think they intentionally wanted to infect them.
It's crazy that I think it was last year when COVID actually started like spreading properly. It was always like, for whatever reasons, the Italians, because I think they travel a lot or something, and it'll be like, oh, the Italian, it was reported some Italian guy or Italian woman was on a cruise, and I'm like, why are they everywhere?
Honestly.
But
I feel like what was actually crazy to me in this whole thing was the fact that there was a country that didn't experience COVID. So now I'm very, very curious to see what other countries or like nations never experienced COVID like this entire time.
Well,
like,
I'm sure there are geographical zones that generally didn't, not maybe not a whole country, but like pockets of places like around the world that didn't experience COVID.
I assume, but like I guess I'm just more interested in like whole countries now. But anyways, that was just my own take. But Matilda, you can go ahead and say what you were trying to say before.
No, good for them though. I mean, not good for them now that it's there, but like good for them in the past. But hello everyone, welcome back to another Amiibo Interlude, These are the episodes in between our full episodes where we just do, as the name suggests, Amiibo. And I think the first thing that I just wanted to bring up was the Will Smith and Jada thing. I don't know if you guys saw that on social media this week.
Wait, okay, but like the one that I saw though, it was essentially like a clickbait because it wasn't actually like it Jada actually clickbait. Didn't really.
It was, yeah, it was a clickbait though.
Yeah,
but it's just it's just so interesting how it's like it's 2021. And we all know what clickbait is. But somehow, we still fall for it. Because it became a whole thing.
Because it's easy.
Okay, wait, let me give context for people that, you know, might not be on social media and stuff like that. Let me read, like, the actual title.
You know, I actually saw it on TikTok. And I was like, what? And then I went to search it, like, the actual article. And I was like, do people read? Like, as in...
No, but they like, don't, though. Like,
no, but, like, see, I feel like, see, clickbaits are easy, though, because it's, like, for instance, like, a lot of times, even me, like, I think I never really fall for clickbaits because I don't really have energy, to be honest. That's the reason why I don't fall for it. Because I just, like, video and I just keep it pushing. But, like, I think clickbaits are so easy to fall for because it's, like, you see the whole thing. You know how it's for me to actually click into it to read, like, a full-length article?
I know, but when like, it's, like, it's so, long. Like, okay, so I found the headline. The headline was Jada Pinkett Smith tells Gwyneth Paltrow why it's hard to maintain a sex life with Will Smith.
Oh, yes, that was it.
So that everybody now started saying, oh, Will should leave Jada. She's playing him for idiots. Like, she just wants to be with Tupac. Everybody was just based off of one line. She didn't even say that.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even, it's funny because, like, I'm actually not even, I don't even support the people that just, like, fall for clickbaits, which is why it's so funny that I'm, like, going along this tangent. But, like, because, like, I generally think obviously people should read and they should not just fall for stuff. Like, I think that that's, like, the least that we can do. But to be honest, like, this is along what Jada has been. Like, this is kind of, like, along her...
But not really, no.
For me, I don't like the Jada slander, personally, because they both kind of agreed...
I'm joking, go ahead.
My best friend.
Yeah.
Wait, I absolutely don't get
this. I don't know
this.
Why that's funny.
I don't know why either, but go ahead. It's the way she was defending her. And, you know, in all our other episodes, she's always defending Jada. I don't know why, but go ahead.
Which other episode did I defend Jada?
Remember the time she was with August Alsina? You were like, oh, don't worry, just go ahead.
Okay. No, but seriously, her and Will, did they not agree to be doing the relationship that they are doing? So I don't get why people are now demonizing Jada. Like, and she's just being open about her relationship. I don't know. And I also feel like, not to make this a man versus or guys versus girl thing, but then I feel like people don't like that it seems like Jada has some sort of power or ability to choose, choose the way her relationship is going and not caring if Will wakes up today and is like, oh, I'm having sex with XYZ person. Do you get like people like women, people like seeing women be like, oh, my man, I'm jealous. So I get jealous, you know, and she's not like that. So everybody should relax.
I think that's it. I think it's also because like for a lot of men, for whatever reasons, because I listen to some podcasts that have like men speaking and like they looked up to like Will or still look up to Will. Like, they grew up watching him and stuff like that. And so they feel like somehow they are being emasculated somehow by... Mm. To be honest, that's what I take out of all the conversations I've heard of guys like slandering Jada. It seems like for whatever reasons, it feels like a blow on their part to their own masculinity because they're seeing their icon. True.
I see that.
But that's not even what she said. Like, nothing she said even resembled the headline. She was just talking about how, sometimes women feel like men can read their minds, but like with Will, they've had to be verbal about like, you know, stuff in their sex life.
And like, it's actually so crazy, like the way the whole thing like unfolded. Even me too, I was surprised.
But I can't lie, when I saw the headline and I saw like the memes that followed, it was funny. But then when I actually read about it, I'm just like, but where did she actually say this? But yeah, it was funny, but not if you're Jada.
Like, yeah, I can't even imagine how she must feel. Like, it's like, even like with the Tupac thing, because the Tupac thing is definitely a thing that hasn't been going on for like a while. But like, obviously, more recently, it's become like a lot more like like a lot more louder, essentially. Like people were saying, oh, that she wants to be with Tupac. And I just can't even imagine love of her how life. Do you grab they're like, oh, that wait, have you guys watched You?
Yes.
they're like she's keeping Tupac in the basement. Like the same way like Joe kept like people in the basement. And it's so crazy because like I just wonder how like Will and Harm was feel, to be honest. But yeah, I definitely think like people are doing it's I don't know, the whole thing is sometimes it's funny, but sometimes it's like, okay, but like guys, like
yo, calm down.
Like calm down. Like it's actually a lot at this point. Like let's all take a chill pill or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh my gosh, chill pill. I have not said that in a while.
I definitely sorry, go ahead. Crying. Oh wait, this last weekend was Halloween. Did you guys do anything?
No. But you know what's crazy? It's like
but at first, you laugh
because I know none of us did.
Oh no, but I didn't do anything.
I didn't. I don't know why. No, I don't know why. But this year, I've felt the most antisocial in my life. And it's like lockdown. I did my personality test again. Hadiza, remind me which one it was.
You got an ENFP.
Oh no, that the extroverted stuff. Like what the name of the that? Specific
Myers-Briggs.
Yeah. So I did it. I visited Hadiza this weekend and we were just talking about it. I did my personality test again and I was significantly less extroverted. Even though I'm still extroverted, I'm significantly less extroverted.
So
this is the lockdown. Yeah, no, apparently, like, you're not the only one that has said, like, a lot of people have literally said that the lockdown actually, like, has reduced their need to, like, want to be out in public, to, like, want to socialize with people, which is actually interesting because you would think that, I think, like, what happened is that when everything was lifted, I felt people were like, oh my gosh, I want to do everything. And then, like, they did, and then they're like, actually, wait, we've been over a year by ourselves, exactly, like, in the house. Like, I kind of just want to go back to that because it was, like, a calming period. So, like, yeah, I think it's actually reducing lots of people's needs to, like, be social and stuff.
But do you know what I've been getting in the last couple of months is
what?
To just travel. Like, I want to travel. Like, I feel so boxed up here. Like, I want to see the world. Like, and I'm getting it in a way that, like, I wake up every day and I'm just like, I don't want to be in this Canada. I just really don't. But yeah, I don't have the money to back it up. I just felt the need to mention it.
Don't worry, like, soon.
Maybe there's a sponsor, you know, out there. You know, I can do influencer. What do you want me to do? I can do it. But yeah, just putting it out into the universe. Did you guys see the costumes though?
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
What were your favorites?
I don't know about any favorites, but they're all nice.
I'm crying.
As in general or the
one? Because I don't know if it was just me, but on my Instagram, it seemed like everybody was so into Halloween this year.
Yeah.
Much more than usual.
Yeah,
no, same.
Is it because they just let us out? I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, no, I like people definitely like dressed up. But
yeah
I don't know which one was my favorite. I actually don't know. I like people tried. That's all I can say. They did well.
We can skip over that one because like I guess we're not the kind of people that really keep tabs of what people wore. Like I think because we're so Nigerian though.
I mean, it's not really in our culture like that.
It's not in our it's not our thing. What? Halloween.
Oh my god. I would have dressed up this year.
No, I know, but like you can dress up, but like some people make it a point to literally like take note of what their favorite costumes were, you know.
Oh, do you get what I mean? All those things. Sorry. Makes sense.
Why didn't you go out, Hadiza?
Two reasons. Number one, when I was planning to dress up earlier in the year for Halloween, I wasn't sure there was going to be a Halloween this year. So I kind of just...
Oh, that's true.
And then I started spending my money on other things and I was just like, I don't have money
costume
to spend.
Costume is not one of them.
Costume is not one of the things that I'm looking to spend money on this year.
Mm-hmm. I'm crying.
You know what's funny? Like, what's funny is that, like, at first, I actually didn't want to... Like, I was like, oh, I'm just going to stay at home and, like, chill. Like, I didn't want to. Like, I wasn't even thinking about, like, going for a party or, like, anything. But, like, literally, like, the day before, I was like, wait, I think I actually want to find something.
The day before.
Yes, like, literally the day before. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I realized, I was like, shit, I actually don't know anybody that's doing anything.
Yeah.
So, like, let me just rest. So, I just, like, obviously stayed at home. But, like, I just felt like a sudden urge, like, the literal day before. But, yeah.
Too late. To even get a good costume the day before is quite unlikely.
I probably just like made something DIY.
Go to a thrift store, pick stuff.
I wish I was that creative. Like, those, some people, like, literally, like, hand make their costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to buy a sewing machine, by the way, Hadiza.
Oh. Yeah, you should. Check your Gigi.
Okay.
Oh, I actually want a sewing machine, too, but it's not now. I don't have time. That's when true. I have time.
Bro, there's so much to do in life, but there's not enough time.
You know, I actually don't believe that.
You don't? Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
She said, okay.
Because I do. I truly do believe that. Like, I literally want to do everything. But I'm just like, where is the time to do
everything? You know what? Everything? I think the reason why I don't believe that is because, like, I think maybe I should say, maybe I should be more specific and say I don't believe that for myself. Because it's like, sometimes I literally look at myself and when I say I don't have time, and then I pause and I actually look at what I did in the day, I'm like, I have time. I'm just currently not disciplined enough to, like, actually sit up and do what I need to do, like, with the time that I have. Because it's like, I think, like, for me, like, the reason why I'm like, I don't believe that is because I think, like, if you're disciplined and, like, you know, you have structure, and you're able to, like, plan out your days, your weeks, whatever it is, I think you can do, like, almost everything you want to do, like, or everything you, like, you feel like you need to do in that moment. Obviously, like, you know, some things that you need to do that is like, this is just not feasible. No,
but for me, there's a difference between what I need to do and what I want to do. I feel like there's enough time to do what I need to do, but not everything I want to do, because the list of things I want to do are, some of them are not even possible.
Okay, so that's the thing though. So is the problem that there's no time, or that it's just not feasible based on, like, money, based on resources,
based on time,
stuff like that?
The fact that, like, humans have finite time and practicality as well. Because it's like, okay, so if I want to be a travel influencer or just someone that travels full stop, and I don't have the money to back it up, but it's like, if I quit my job now, yes, I'll have enough money to, like, you know, fly around the world. But then the money will finish and I don't have money to... I also want to buy a house. So there isn't time to do all of those things. I don't know how to explain.
I mean, like, so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that the issue is time. I think the issue is resources. But it's like, for instance, like, with the travel influencer thing, you can make money being a travel influencer.
It might just take time, and then you'll be broke.
No, but that's the thing, though. It takes discipline. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, for instance, if you just, like, if, like, I just want to go into it today, I just want to, like, you know, start taking pictures and traveling, it might not click. You might need to maybe, like, you know, actually structure out, like, exactly how you want to do your Instagram page, all those fun stuff, maybe make connections. And those are things you can do while you're doing your, like, your day-to-day job. You know, get those connections, get those things, be disciplined enough to, like, structure everything out. When you structure the things out, and you can start, and then you can now start making money through it. I mean,
you
obviously,
know,
you need
time to reach out to all those connections you're talking about.
Honestly, this is going to be like a long conversation.
Anyways, yeah, it goes on and on. I personally don't think there's enough time to everything, but I guess we can agree to disagree.
Yeah, we can agree to disagree. Yeah.
I can't wait to do the things that are so unreasonable. like my dream to go surfing one day.
Oh my, that's not unreasonable at all, Hadiza.
No, but it's unreasonable in sense. I mean, unless I get a job in a coastal city.
Oh, I see.
You can just do it once and do it.
Yeah. But then it's also like a thing that you have to learn. Like, I think, I don't know.
There's all these places, like, that, like, can simulate like a wave, and then you can do that and then go on vacation and actually do it.
Honestly, surfing is actually, I don't know, it's just kind of scary to me.
You've gone surfing?
No, I just think it's scary. Which is funny because it's like, don't mess with the ocean. Swim and stuff, like, exactly. It's like,
even my swimming at the ocean are different.
Yeah, there's just something scary about surfing, to be honest. I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm not
I've
about
already
it.
Made my peace. If I enter the belly of a whale, then.
Not the belly of
a
whale.
Okay, Jonah. Like.
Okay. Oh, wait, did you guys see the. This is how I start all our topics. I'm bad at, like, segues. Yeah, I just say, did you guys see?
No. And did you see? Did you see
the Ikoyi building collapse thing?
I saw that.
Nigeria.
I don't know. It's crazy because it's like, bro, that's meant to be. I think they said that each unit was like something million naira. I can't remember the exact amount, but it wasn't even complete.
Like, it wasn't a complete.
No, it wasn't.
Building.
But apparently they said that. Even though, okay, so they said that this might have been just like a way of, like, making them seem like they've sold more than they have. But they're like, oh, that 65% of the building had already sold. But I don't know how true that is. But just like a marketing, like, scheme or whatever.
You think it was
whatever.
A scam?
Yeah, no, not a scam. I'm saying, like, they said that they had sold 65% of the building, but I'm saying that might just be like a marketing thing. Like, maybe they actually hadn't sold 65%, but okay, you know what? never mind, I'm confusing you. All I'm trying to say is that they had said that Ichine was like worth, I think it was like,
well, it's Ikoyi, so I can imagine it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think it was like 1.2 million. I don't know, it was like something million naira. And they had apparently sold like 65% of like the building. Because obviously,
surely they have insurance though, so.
I mean, they probably do, but I don't know. It was just wild. Like, I saw it and I was just like, bro, this is meant to be an expensive unit and it's not being made with the proper materials.
But we don't know that yet, though. We don't know what it is yet, right?
That made the building collapse?
Yeah. It could be
poor design. It could be improper materials. But I think, like, what I'm just thinking about is that it's meant to be such an expensive thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why weren't all the I's like dotted and all the T's crossed? It's just all I'm saying. Because it's meant to be really expensive.
Building, constructing, and Nigeria that's true, architecture. Is expensive.
Do you guess? We have one amongst us. I was waiting for Hadiza to get into it.
Sorry. But generally, I was watching this YouTuber. This is really random, but she was walking through the construction of her house. Mm-hmm. And she caught a lot of corners. Whether it's the type of material she was using, the amount of material she was using, and, you know, maybe reaching out to an engineer to double check something, or because it's expensive.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, this building is meant to be expensive. Like, based on the price of, like, I'm really trying to find how much that thing was. But based on that thing, it's meant to be, like, they are putting lots of money into it. So I'm like, why aren't you doing everything you need to be doing?
I feel like even then people would still cut corners. Yeah, they'll still cut corners,
Imama, because they're still trying to profit. Like, at the end of the day, the amount it costs is not really a reflection of quality per se.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I found it. Okay, sorry. So each unit, the price starts from $1.2 million
okay,
per unit. Like, this is what I'm saying, like per unit. And the penthouse goes from $5 million and it was 65% already sold. Oh, so like, that's what I'm saying.
There goes the reputation of those real estates.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy to me. And obviously, it's really sad because apparently they said that the contractor was still in the building. And apparently, I think
a lot of workers as well.
Yeah, a lot of workers are still in the building. I think they said they've recovered 4 bodies, but there are still like lots of people missing and stuff like that. But to me, it's just crazy.
It was actually something that they didn't foresee. As in, well, it should be foreseen by the engineer, but like unforeseen in sense that maybe foundation issues or something related.
Shouldn't
that
still be seen?
That's what I'm saying. That it's not unforeseen. Like I said, that's why I did say it should be seen by the engineer. But when I say unforeseen in the sense that it wasn't necessarily the developer's fault, it was more that the engineers actually failed.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, all this money that they put inside, to me, it's just crazy.
But
like,
you got money.
No. Okay, no. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying that the money is wasted. That's what I'm saying. That's all. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. What I'm saying is that they put all this money into the building. They should have done the proper checks. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I'm like, all this money is spent to like buy the units or whatever it is. And they've already sold like 65% of the units.
But if it was like a mistake by the engineer, it's not really the amount of money, right? Because surely it should have gone through like multiple engineers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But if it was missed, it was just missed. Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I guess I can probably like pull back and be a little bit lenient to them.
We don't know exactly.
Yeah, we don't know what happened, but yeah. I don't know, it's just crazy to me. I mean, obviously it's really sad, like just seeing the people that.
Yeah, but I think they said they rescued 4 people as well. Like they were actual
people have been rescued.
Yeah. And then 4 bodies. I think but except it's 4
people. 4 people are dead so far.
Yeah.
And 4 people have been rescued. Honestly, it's very, very sad.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. For Nigeria. Is there any episode we'll say that we shouldn't pray for Nigeria? But yeah.
We'll have to end each episode with, okay, guys, have a good weekend. Pray for Nigeria.
But yeah, talking about Nigeria though, I was still looking into like this PVC thing and like, I just wanted to again make a public service announcement as we're all prepping for Dirty December. Well, not all of us, because have you seen those ticket prices, you guys?
Bruh, I'm just like,
should I do blood money because I want to go to Nigeria? What's that?
Hate to see it.
What is that? And then the later you wait, like the more expensive it's going to keep getting. is the Naira exchange rate not going up? Why
it's
is the $320?
Sorry,
$320 naira to a dollar.
No, she's talking card.
I swear, card is still 400 and something.
Oh, card is not 400. Well, anyways, why am I surprised?
Black market rate,
because I'm just like, I mean, I guess if you look at Google, you see 300 and something, but like, if you actually try to transfer money, it's 400
this best
and something.
Time to send money to Nigeria. Y'all should send money to Nigeria invest.
But your money is devaluing. I don't get this.
I'm saying send money to Nigeria and invest in Nigeria, like buy something in Nigeria. As in, your money is being devalued. Coming from Nigeria here, I'm saying if you're here sending money over there, then yes, you get more value for your money sending over there now.
But the speculation, honestly, is that it will just continue going down. So maybe hold.
But then by investing, you're actually improving the economy. So if a lot more people are investing in Nigeria, I feel like you're putting more money into circulation to
but the money
degree.
Is also being mismanaged and stolen, so
but then if there are a lot more people putting money in, the money circulates. That's my belief. Okay. Is a belief. Leave it alone.
I guess I'm just a little skeptical in storing my money in Nigerian currency now, but anyways, we're not a financial podcast. Do with your money what you will.
I don't even know how these things work. If it will value, if it will devalue.
Like, because of inflation, like, I feel like I've heard anyways that, like, even if you invest, right, and you get, like, some percentage increase and everything, because of inflation, at the end of the day, unless your interest rate is more than inflation, you are still losing money. Do you get what I mean? I mean, and inflation honestly, is happening really fast in Nigeria.
Well, like, I mean, like, how did I say if the money is kept inside Nigeria, how are you losing the money?
Because the Naira is
When I say put it in Nigeria, I mean like to buy assets. Well, unless you don't have any plans. I'm saying this for people who may have plans to go back.
Assets,
you know, not to convert the money back to
That's not what I'm saying. Nigeria,
if the money is staying as
you won't lose money, right?
Fair. Exactly. Okay, I understand what you mean. Like, but that's if you have plans on using it.
I don't know how it used to work, Sha, because maybe it used to work differently. Maybe Sha, even if the money is not leaving, you
consult a financial analyst, be a financial advisor. But oh yes, it was PVC I was talking about. Anyways, so the second quarter of the PVC registration is going on, and it lasts from October 4th to December 20th. So if you're in the diaspora and you're going to be in Nigeria in December, I advise that you go to cvr.inecnigeria.org and just pre-register, so that all you have to do when you are in Nigeria is just go there, do your biometrics, and then you get your PVC. So
is that cvr.inec.org?
It was cvr.inecnigeria.org.
Okay. Welcome. This is the INEC Continuous Voices Registration Portal.
What was your problem?
Sorry. Let's see. How do you register?
So you click a link. So to be eligible to register to vote, you just need to be a citizen of Nigeria, at least 18, resides in a local government area covered by INEC. So like if you know people that live there, just put your address as that. And like you have to select your, because I tried to register today, but I have to ask my parents for more information because I need to know like what voters poll and like information like that to pre-register. But it's really stuff that if you have people in Nigeria and that you can just put the address and like vote wherever you think you're going to be able to vote, pretty much like you have to be able to put in that address and etc. So you just have to be a citizen of Nigeria, at least 18, have a local government area covered by INEC, proof of identity, so like a passport or so, and then you have to be not subject to any legal incapacity to vote under any law, which I'm assuming most people are not. But yeah, I was just saying that because I think it's something that I feel like everyone in the diaspora that might be going back should really think about. Like the cutoff for this round of like PVC registrations is December 20th. And I feel like a lot of people are going at least like before 20th, because 20th is the week of Christmas. So you are probably going to be home a little bit before that. So I really think everyone should. I even thought you needed an NIN number, which you can actually get here. So that's your national identification number. I'm getting that in November by God's grace. But
we have to get your NIN.
it's just like a website. They use a third party in Canada, so I'm gonna I'm gonna get my NIN and stuff, but it's actually not needed. I think it was when I looked at the form, it was just an optional field so that they can link it to your NIN number. But
I mean, you might as well get it if you can, right?
Yeah, you might as well. And that's I think you need it for like your bank and like for a SIM number and a SIM in Nigeria. So like if I'm going to get a SIM and like an account and stuff, I'm going to need my NIN anyways, so I'm gonna get it. But this is just information to people in the diaspora. I think these are things we should consider. Remember, we were doing NSAS, so your vote counts. So if you care about it, this is something you should consider. Talking about debt to December, actually, I saw someone tweet a question and I was just wondering, if you had a partner, right, would you be comfortable with them going to Ghana/Nigeria this Christmas alone?
I mean, if you trust them, I don't understand. Oh my gosh. Have you guys heard the remixed version of that stuff?
The church one.
Yes, I love it.
No. They said my father's presence.
Yeah, well, like, please, can you sing this? What do you want, mommy? I'm in the presence of my daddy. I actually love this, please. I've played it over and
Wait,
over.
You guys should send that to me. I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But what do you call it? But yes, I think if you trust them, I don't think it should be an issue.
Okay. That's too clean of an answer. So okay, what sorry. If you what if you trust them but then they now stop replying your messages? they say it's network. There's no Wi-Fi in Nigeria.
Well, I mean, it's like,
would you be a little worried?
Not really. I don't think I'll be worried. I think, once again, I think if you trust them, I don't think there's any reason to be worried. Now, if you don't trust them, then please be very, very worried.
Because you know, like, it's not dirty December because it's clean. It's dirty December for a reason.
But maybe your partner might be going to do Clintons in dirty December. You know, it's not going against dirty.
What if you now see them?
Machida, like, I'm asking you. I want to ask you the question.
Oh, if I would feel comfortable.
Yeah, no, would you feel comfortable?
I mean, yeah. Again, my answer is the same as you people's answer. What else did you want from me? But like, I just feel like the way like people paint dirty December and stuff like that, they always like be very afraid. I mean, it's not it's not no one's partners that are going to Nigeria to hook up with people in Nigeria, because it's a known thing.
Huh. Yeah, no, see, it's a known thing, but like, once again, it depends on the guy. It's like, okay, for instance, if you are talking to somebody, like, you guys are not like in a relationship, right? You guys are like talking, we're talking for like a while, when people have not said, oh, we are in a relationship, then yes, be worried, do you get? Mm-hmm. Because like, that's in December, they will in fact dirty it up for you 100%, like 110%.
And they'll come back, and if you find out, they'll say, but we're not together.
Wow, so like, that's exactly what it is. But if you're in a relationship, then like, I think you should trust the person. I don't think, you know, there's anything to be concerned about. But if you're in a situationship, then that one, I don't know about you. I don't know for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's crazy. Relationships are actually like trust, because look here, your partner can actually cheat anytime and you won't know.
Matilda, I don't understand what kind of negativity are you bringing upon us today?
It's true, though, right?
No, it is true, but don't be thinking about that. Enjoy the good times.
Well, I mean, it is true, but yeah. Yeah, so I don't
was just making a statement. I didn't say you should be focused on it. I was just making a statement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I guess it is true, but it's like, I mean... I think like something that like somebody always says is that like, if you see the person that you're in a relationship with as your friend, then you won't want to hurt your friend. So it's like, I think a lot of people see relationships are like, oh, I'm in this thing with another person, and they don't really consider them like their friends, which is why they do things that hurt them. Because technically, I don't think I would do anything that would like actively hurt like a regular friend. So if I consider my partner my friend, it's like, why would I go and do something that would now hurt them?
Yeah.
But then if you don't find out, then they are not hurting you.
I am crying.
Even Hadiza, please don't keep me evil things.
I'm just saying that's the thought process.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. Have you guys seen the video of the song? Thames is Crazy Things?
No.
Okay.
She really looked, had video.
She looked really good. The video of the song made me like the song. But yeah, really crazy things are happening.
Times is sweet.
Yeah, she really is. but I what had you said? That's an angle, no?
What did Wahala. I even say?
You said, but like if, because Imama was saying that like if they're your friend, you wouldn't do anything to hurt them. And then you said that, but if they don't know, will it hurt them?
Yeah, exactly. So some people who cheat may be like, oh, well,
they're never going to find out.
So it's not going to hurt them, right? So if it's just me, that will carry the kind of.
They will always find out.
No, they don't. Even that's the thing about people that I don't know anything about this. This is just a conceptual terms.
Uh-huh.
Let it be.
Uh-huh.
No, I really don't like that you're saying that. You know this is this is a podcast, and because I like talking, I talk a lot, but let it not be conflicted with my actual self.
Masina, please go ahead.
But the crazy thing about being like in the diaspora and like going to Nigeria and stuff is that I think people forget that like there's possibly someone that might know someone when you go back.
Exactly. Like they almost find out.
But the likelihood of that isn't 100%.
No, okay. Well, see, let me tell you. You know, it's so crazy how so many times, honestly, not to air my dirty laundry or anything, but like there's no, but it's like there's so many times that there's like a person that it's like I'm like, there's no way that like you know anybody in this circle. Mm-hmm. And I just randomly see them on a snap.
But Imama, is that still within Ottawa?
Yes, it's like, so the thing is that they might
not. Yeah, but
know.
You're saying within Ottawa. No, Ottawa. No. You're leaving Canada to go to Nigeria.
I'm saying in Nigeria.
Okay.
It's like I see them on a snap of like somebody that I know from somewhere else in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like friendship groups, like, it's like, I mean, obviously they both probably don't know that they know me, do you get? It's like, they don't know that I'm like their friends separately, mm-hmm. but I see them mixing somehow and in my head I'm just like, how is this possible?
you know those, when cartoons or movies have an alternate universe, like when two different cartoons kind of show up in one cartoon,
like a crossover episode.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to
and I'm just like, how is this possible? But it's like, it has happened to me so many times that I'm like, yeah, there's no way that like they wouldn't, even if it's like they say, oh, there's this girl that like, you know, ABCDE happened with, but like, you know, suddenly they're like, oh, is this that person? And like, oh, is that person? And then bam, it has happened. Now they know what has happened between all of you, and the whole world knows.
I hope what Imama is saying is putting the fear of God into you people that are planning on cheating when you go back. Because
no,
it's actually
honestly,
true.
Let me tell you, they will always know somebody.
But what you're saying,
99 days for the thief, one day for the owner.
No, honestly, they will always know somebody that you know.
But Imama, I don't think that is always. That's all I'm trying to say.
Matilda,
it is not always.
Don't worry, I will tell you something after this.
Of it.
After this podcast recorded. Because it's like, I'm not joking, like, it's happened so many times to me anyways. And like, I don't even have a huge friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I think my friend group is like big, but it's not like huge. And it's like, it's happened so many times to me. Obviously, this is like in ways that are like good and like fine. But it's like, it's happened so many times that I'm like, bro.
The thing is that it's such a specific, like, even if you know the person. So here's the thing, like, sometimes when I'm in a new place, I don't even act like myself, because I'm just like, the likelihood of these people knowing someone that I know and then also having a conversation about me are very like unlikely. It's not even that you won't know someone that knows them that knows, but are they discussing you and your shenanigans?
But that's the thing though, they might not discuss, they might not say, oh, Matilda did this. No, it might just be like, oh, like, you know, there was this babe, like, you know, we're chilling, and then you guys start talking, and then like, you know how sometimes like, you're talking about a friend, mm-hmm. and like, you might not necessarily mention their name, but that name might just slip, just because, you know, you don't necessarily expect the other person to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, you know, you're just talking about a friend and the name just slips, and they're like, oh, wait, is this person from that place? Da-da-da-da-da.
Maybe if
and
you're planning just on the cheating dots. Maybe change your name in Nigeria.
I'm screaming. Or maybe just don't plan on cheating.
I'm joking. I'm absolutely joking. But the tweet just made me laugh, because the fact that it's even something that like people get worried about, like when their partners are, and I'm not joking, this is a real fear. Like every time close to Christmas, people always say, if your boyfriend is this and this, sorry, he's in what Quilox doing XYZ. Do you know what I mean? And like, it happens all the time. Guys,
but generally, I think when people's partners, like, I mean, this is not just the Nigerian thing. Like, I mean, TikTok and everything. Even one of my coworkers, he was talking about how his wife was having a girl's trip. And the way he talked about it, I was like, oh, this is not so just a social media thing.
That he,
like,
was scared?
He sounded a little bit worried. I don't know. Like, a little bit like, does she have to be doing this? Like, kind of thing. But, like, not like that, but still like that. Like, yeah. I don't know how to explain it. So, I guess, I don't know. I guess it's just it's what it comes with. Your partner traveling without you for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Or traveling without you in general.
Yeah. Interesting stories. Anyways, I'm excited for December. I'm excited to leave my space, to be honest. Again, sponsors, if you want to fly us out, do so. Oh yeah, this is very random. Just before we leave, we are planning on doing a live event in February next year in Ottawa. And I don't know, like, does it sound like a good idea to you guys, like listeners in Canada, or like generally North America, would you be interested in something like that? We're just throwing that idea out. Last, we still have it, but we want to hear from you guys. But yeah, that's it from me. Do you guys have anything else?
No. Let's sing "Wani Wan Wan Mi" to the end of the episode.
Okay, quiet, mistress.
Wani Wan Wan Mi. What? Yeah. One, two.
I'm not evil.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Like, four. Share, subscribe.
So, yeah, Hadiza, let's go down. Hadiza, yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Wani wan wan mi.
Wani wan wan mi.
I'm in the presence of my daddy.
Hey. Wow. Say hallelujah, y'all.
Why are you singing it like a hymn?
Hallelujah.